Hey, watch the Blackhawks at a drive-in theater. Let's get that story and more extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. And the drive-in at Lincoln Yards is going to open, isn't it, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, you'll be able to get your Blackhawks fix in a parking lot outside the drive-in that they converted at the Lincoln Yards Theater in Bucktown. They're putting up the big screen, and they're going to show the Blackhawks playoffs games. They're starting on game two Monday night. They've got room for, it looks like about 50, 60 cars or so. They'll sort of cram them in. You have to purchase your tickets up front for $40, but per car, so you got to really kind of load it up with your bubble in there. But yeah, it's kind of just a fun way to everyone's looking for ways to get out safely. And we've talked in the past about how drive-ins are making a comeback, and they're just trying to keep this one at Lincoln Yards busy.
Okay, that's at 1397 West Wabansia. More on that at Block Club Chicago on the website there. Block Club Chicago. Chicago.org. Let's talk about Central Camera. What a great historic 121-year-old business on South Wabash, and of course it was destroyed when we had the looting a while back, and it's coming back though, isn't it?
It's coming back. This is one of those stores that I feel like everyone in the area has driven by or walked by and would recognize the sign. It's got a big green neon sign that says Central Camera. It's been there since 1899, as the sign says, and it's coming back. It really got looted and burned, but the owner Don Flesch said there was significant structural damage as well. So they're busy rebuilding it, but he's taking over the spot right next door to it. They're going to do a temporary store until he can get the main location back up and running. But he got a real big boost from Chicagoans. Once the store burned down, some folks put up a GoFundMe for him, and they brought in more than $200,000. So between that and the insurance, they're going to get the store back to how it was, maybe even better. The big neon sign survived, so that'll look the same. But yeah, as you know, the guy that owns the place, Don Flesch, he really he took to social media after it happened, and he didn't. The interesting part was he didn't say, woe is me, this is terrible, how could you do this? He just kind of took it in stride and said, hey, look, listen, the loss of a business doesn't compare to the loss of George Floyd's life and countless other Black lives lost. And that really, that he sort of set that tone, like, listen, this is property, this is a human life, and people responded to that. So
yeah, what a great attitude. Yeah. He refused to get angry. He had every right to be mad, and he wasn't. So good for them, and hooray for Central Camera, a Chicago treasure. And finally, Jarvis Square, expanded outdoor dining, and Rogers Park's got to be happy about this, huh?
Yeah, yes and no. It's been a mixed bag. We're fascinated with these the idea of shutting down streets, some even busy streets, to let the restaurants on that block expand into the street. They've done it in 10 spots around the city with varying degrees of success. It's obviously all weather related, but the one on Jarvis, this is right west of the Jarvis L stop in Rogers Park. They set it up, and the only difference between this one and the other ones is that they left one lane of traffic open in Jarvis. And Jarvis isn't a real, it's not a real wide street. So you've got all these tables on half the street, and then you've got cars kind of flying by on the other side of the street, and no one's happy about it. We found out about this by our Rogers Park reporter Joe Ward was out there, and he was dining out on one of the things, and these cars were just flying by, and all the diners were kind of freaked out, like, we're one car door away from taking out four tables here. And so the business owners say, they're scared. Their diners are scared. We talked to the local cops. They're like, yeah, this isn't ideal. We're going to try to work on it. Part of it was they wanted to keep a pathway open for emergency vehicles. But I think there's going to be some changes on this one because, really, like if you're going to dine in the middle of the street, you need some sort of assurance that you're not going to get run over by a truck.
Yeah, so, I would hope so. Well, to be continued. Seamus Toomey, and it's blockclubchicago.org for more. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.